Hey, Get Your Fresh Bizcast here. I'm DC Dennison. This week, a special shopping edition. First, Melanie Nayer tells us what she learned from Toys R Us execs about the upcoming Christmas shopping season. Then, Keith Reed explains how the HD television market is changing. First up, Melanie Nayer. So, Melanie Nayer, you just spent a bunch of time with some Toys R Us executives talking about the upcoming Christmas season. What's out there, and what should we be looking for?
Sure. Well, the biggest thing this year is the return of the classics. Everybody's buying, you know, board games are back, dolls are back, action figures. Oh.
What is there a nostalgia there, or are they just running out of ideas, or are they just figuring we can revisit some of these classics with technology?
I think a lot of it is just revisiting the classics by boosting them up. You know, today some of the hottest selling items on Yahoo Shopping and in Lycos are educational toys. Biggest searched items online are educational learning tools. One of the hottest selling item right now is a $99 computerized pen that actually dictates and translates what you write on paper. So if it's a 10-year-old boy is taking a Spanish class and he writes a word with the pen in English, it will translate it to Spanish for him.
Yeah, I've seen some of these pen computers.
They can do some wonderful things, and they're fun and they're exciting, but they're also educational. And so a lot of parents are buying into them, and a lot of the kids really like them.
Did I hear that Furby's back?
Furby's back. Along with Furby, Cabbage Patch Kids are back. You know, big bin in Toys R Us, big aisle full of Cabbage Patch Kids. Huh. You know, who would have thought? I mean, that was, you know. And Barbie. I mean, Barbie's, you know, she's a staple. She doesn't go away. Barbie's now competing with the Bratz dolls.
Oh, okay.
It's a big show.
She's changed a little bit, hasn't she?
Well, it's not. Forget the classic Corvette. Barbie has her own party limo now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
I thought you were going to say she has a hybrid.
She's come.
So what's the best strategy for finding out where to get these toys, how to get them without getting crushed by holiday shoppers?
Well, the first thing experts are telling shoppers, the first thing to do is to go online and search for what you want.
Oh.
And there are a lot of hot toys lists out there right now. Toys R Us puts their joy list out every year. Yahoo Shopping puts out their top 10 list for boys and girls every year.
Hmm.
Lycos and Consumer Reports also put out their top searches. Consumer Reports in specific will test all the products.
Mm-hmm.
They do focus groups with kids on a lot of the toys that make the hot lists on Toys R Us or Yahoo, and then they put a focus group together with the kids and actually have the kids test out what the companies are saying are the biggest sellers.
Oh, I see.
So you should definitely research Consumer Reports and look at the lists and find out what it is you really want to buy. And really, the best way to shop these days is online. You're avoiding the crowds.
Yeah.
You know, you're avoiding the traffic. You're avoiding
you're
having
sure
to take the kids with you.
Yeah.
You know, you're sure to get a toy that you want. And Consumer Reports is saying, go online, search for what you want, buy it online, and for even better deal, a lot of these places have free shipping.
Oh,
get it done. And that way, you're sure to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to run into it. You have to drive store to store for the Cabbage Patch doll and not get it.
Yeah. Is there an evolving procedure where you order it online and pick it up in the store? Is that happening in toy stores? I know that happens in tech.
No idea.
Yeah. Some technology stores, you can make the order online and then swing by. They send you an email and you pick it up.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to check the company website for that.
The
other big thing this year is electronics. You know, the iPod is still huge. Digital cameras are huge. You know, if you know what you want, go out and get it. The iPod is huge right now, too. Toys R Us just launched a whole new digital camera line with cameras and MP3 players and DVDs. So there's a lot of cameras and technology out there now for kids that are designed for children and not as sophisticated as an adult digital camera.
Last question, was there anything that, as an adult, kind of caught your attention and you thought, I'm probably too old, but this is pretty cool?
The CD Twister.
Oh.
Go for the electronic Twister game.
All right, great. Hey, Melanie, thank you very much.
Thanks, CC.
All right, so Keith Reed, you've been looking in at, let me start again. One, two, three.
So, Keith Reed, you've been looking at HD TV recently. Are the prices plummeting? Is that the big story?
Prices are dropping. I don't know if I would say plummeting, but what's happening is, as with every new technology, HD is starting to see a little bit of a maturity point, in which certain brands and certain kinds of HD TV technology are dropping, have been dropping gradually, and will you know, cross some thresholds this year.
What is the threshold? If you're talking HD, where's the price point?
I think right now you're still talking about a price point that's a lot higher than you would pay for a regular television. So when we say HD is getting cheaper, the caveat is that HD isn't getting so cheap that everybody will run out and buy one.
Yeah, right.
You still got to be willing to spend probably twice as much as you would for a 27 to 30-inch regular tube television, which you can probably get these days for between, you know, $200 and $300.
Yeah.
So right now, for your entry-level HD TV, which isn't going to be flat screen, which isn't going to be, you know, plasma, you know, you're still talking a tube television that's capable of displaying an HD quality picture. You can probably get one of those in the sub $1,000 range, you know, anywhere from maybe $500-$600 on up. The other piece of this is that, you know, when I mentioned tube televisions and the different types of technologies, that's one of the things that people don't understand. I don't think a lot of people understand. When you deal with high definition television, simply refers to the resolution, how high quality a picture you get, and that is achieved by certain equipment that's in the television or in a receiver or a cable box that brings the signal into your TV and the television's ability to display a picture at that high resolution. There are some other technologies that are out there that refer to the kind of television it is, which is different from the HD signal that you receive. And right now, the prices are largely being dictated by the size and by that type of television, which can range from LCD, which is liquid crystal display, or it can be plasma, which is typically a larger, flatter television. LCD TVs tend to be smaller, maybe up to about 30 inches or so, and that's about it. But you'll see 15-inch, 20-inch, 25 or 27-inch LCD TVs, great for bedrooms, and those are also flatter. Then you've got projection-style televisions like DLP or even rear projection, still tube TVs that tend to be very, they can be big in screen, but also big in box. They can be pretty bulky, still sit on the floor.
You need
a big room for those, take up a lot of space. Those kinds of TVs, the latter, tend to go for, they'll probably be going this year in the $1,500 to $2,500 range. Plasma, you're still talking upwards of $2,000 this year, although, you know, again, the caveat is that while, you know, you'll spend $2,000, $3,000 and up for a plasma set, you know, 3 years ago you would have spent $10,000.
Oh, yeah.
5 years ago you would have spent $20,000.
Yeah.
that's essentially the story here, is that this technology is coming down in price. It hasn't yet reached that threshold where it's a mass market product.
Yeah.
But again, if you're in the market for a television that can display an HD picture this year, it's probably more affordable than it was in the past.
Yeah, yeah. Who's driving this? Is it Best Buy, Walmart? Is it all the big chains that are sort of pushing this?
I think it's the chains, and I think it's the manufacturers. I mean, it's you know, if you look at a few years ago, computer manufacturers, the companies that made monitors for computers, started producing LCD screen computer monitors, and now everybody's got one of those on their desk. But for a while, you could make a choice. You could either have a typical big boxy CRT display that came with the computer, or you could say, no, I want the LCD, and that, you know, typically came at a premium.
Yeah.
Well, I think HD is at that point where you can get an HD television that's big, that's kind of boxy, you know, and it'll be cheaper. Or you can say, you know what, I want LCD, or I want plasma, or I want something that's more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
And the manufacturers are starting to produce those kinds of screens, especially the smaller ones, like the LCD technology, in greater quantities, and that's bringing the price down.
I see. Huh. Mm-hmm. Do you think people will really take to HD? I mean, I've been surprised that people who have it really swear by it. It's not like, well, it's just about the same. It's a little bit sharper. They're like, no, it's a different experience.
Well, it is a very different experience. But the thing that you have to remember about HD TV is that not only do you need a television that's capable of displaying a high-resolution HD picture, uh-huh. you also need the signal that's coming in either from your cable company or off the air to be getting to you in HD.
Yeah.
And you also need the program that you're watching to be broadcast in HD.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you've got all of those things, one of the prime examples continues to be sports.
Mm-hmm.
Most major sporting events, football season is in full swing right now.
Yeah.
I'm watching football at home in HD. I swear by it, even though the television that I'm watching the HD on is a small screen LCD. It's not one of these huge plasma things.
Yeah.
It's probably a 20-inch television. But
yeah.
the picture is so much better that I don't even watch it on the bigger screen that I've got in the living room, because the LCD HD is so much clearer. But the problem is that everything doesn't get broadcast and shot in
yeah.
and broadcast in HD like sports does. Many of your run-of-the-mill pedestrian shows,
sitcoms,
the news,
yeah.
all of those sorts of things. Most of, probably, and don't quote me on this, but of course, of course I'm being quoted, but, you know, I'd say probably less than 10% of what's available
mm-hmm.
to audiences at home right now is shot and broadcasted or shot and,
yeah.
and sent to you through the cable company in HD, high definition.
Yeah.
And that's where the rub is. You make
yeah.
this investment. Really, if you buy an HD right now, what you're doing is making an investment.
Yeah.
You're saying that in the future, which is the case, most, if not all, or definitely all in the future, TV signals are going to come to you
yeah.
in high definition.
Yeah.
And buying one of these TVs now says that you get the experience of watching sports or watching a movie or
mm-hmm.
watching one of these few channels that has gone to all high definition.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, with an eye towards the future when everything will be in high definition.
Yeah. So the short story is, if you're a sports fan, it makes sense to get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting
mm-hmm.
there. For if for other people, it's kind of, if you want to make that investment in the future, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I would say that.
Sports fans,
I mean, you can,
the sports, future is
sports
now.
Sports fans, definitely the future is now. There are other programs that are out there that you can watch in HD, and the picture is still markedly clearer. But anything with action,
yeah.
Which is why sports works so well, because it'll display anything with either action or with very fine details,
yeah.
like a playing field, a uniform, the expression on a boxer's face when he gets punched,
yeah.
the special effects in an explosion in a movie,
yeah.
something like that. HD really, really, really brings that stuff out. You know, why aren't many sitcoms right now being broadcast in HD or being shot in HD? Because it costs the network more
yeah.
money, and you're not going to see that level of action
yeah.
In a sitcom.
They look crappy in HD. They'll probably look crappy in
well,
HD.
Well, I wouldn't say they look crappy. They look better.
Yeah.
Trust me. Everything
yeah.
looks a lot better in
yeah.
HD than it does in analog.
Yeah.
However, there. I mean, clearly the value in HD to your eyes is when you're watching something that has a lot of action
yeah.
to it.
All right, great. Keith Reed, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And check in next Wednesday for a brand new BizCast. Or better yet, subscribe and have BizCast automatically delivered to your computer and MP3 player.